And I'm joined today with head athletic trainer of the NFC champion and Super Bowl 54-bound San Francisco 49ers, Dustin Little. Dustin, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing well. Well, for those who don't know, Dustin is a native of Castlewood, South Dakota. He's an alum of the University of South Dakota. Dustin, first of all, congratulations on what has been probably one heck of a season to be a part of. 49ers were basically the number one seed the entire season, and now, of course, they're representing the NFC at the Super Bowl on February 2nd in Miami. Dustin, what's the mood right now in California and the San Francisco area?
Right now, we're just getting prepared for the week coming up here. There's a lot of, once you get to the Super Bowl, there's a lot of kind of, first couple days is more logistical stuff about trying to figure things out, what's going to happen. But starting tomorrow, we're back on a normal practice schedule, and that's kind of what everybody's looking forward to, is getting back on our normal schedule here and just going about our normal routine. But right now, just kind of helter-skelter. We're just kind of figuring out scheduling and times and everything like that and travel. So hopefully come tomorrow, we'll be back on track.
What is the difference? You talk to coaches and things like that and players, and they always talk about playoff games or the Super Bowl, and they say, you know, we just got to treat it like every other game. As an organization, though, is it like any other game?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest difference with this is the amount of kind of the media, the amount of people that come to it, everything that's involved ahead of the game is really the main difference. You know, you get 2 weeks for it. There's a lot of stuff as far as the traveling, the getting tickets, if you can get tickets for your family members, if you can, you know, who's all coming to the game, because, you know, all your family members now are trying to come to the game, especially from a player standpoint. That's a lot of what you deal with. But, you know, other than that, once you actually get to the actual scheduling, it's the same stuff we've been doing all year, but now all of a sudden there's just more people around. There's more media. There's more people. There's, you know, to get to a practice facility, you're taking police escorts. It's just one of those things where all of a sudden just everything you do is under a scope.
So you're the head athletic trainer for the San Francisco 49ers. How did this all come about? Let's back up a little bit. What first got you involved and interested in sports medicine?
Well, I think just throughout my, playing sports growing up, you know, I'd always, you know, you get injured along the way, and a lot of times you're going to work with an athletic trainer or, you know, somebody within sports medicine is going to help you get back and get you back to what you wanted to do. And I really enjoyed the people along the way that I met, and I enjoyed the process of it. And I'd always been interested in more of a sports medicine type field after my careers were over as far as playing. And it's just something that, you know, it really interested me when I was younger, and it's just something I wanted to continue with as I got older. So when I went to the University of South Dakota, I was a pre-physical therapy student there, and then I went to physical therapy school, got my doctorate degree, and after that, I knew I wanted to work more on the sports side of things, so I actually went back to get a master's of athletic training at South Dakota State. It was just something where I just wanted to be a well-rounded job applicant, you know, further in my career. And so I kind of took the physical therapy and the athletic training and just put them together to be dual credentialed. And that gives you a good chance, and especially in the NFL or a professional sports team, to, you know, to have a good resume to send in and hopefully get a call somewhere along the way.
Is it tough to break into the professional sports world from that sports medicine field?
Oh yeah, very hard. It's very tough. I think there's a professional football athletic trainers society, and I think one of the main things they'll say is I think 75 to 80% of, you know, athletic trainers or physical therapists in the NFL have all done an internship. So really what you're trying to do is you're trying to get on with a sports team and demonstrate your capabilities, and the only way you're really going to be able to do that is through an internship. And so back in, I think it was like 2012 or 2013, I did a summer internship with the Denver Broncos, and it was a 5-week job interview for me, and that was really me, you know, getting my foot in the door. And then once I got in there, then I took advantage of the opportunity, and kind of obviously things worked out for me to, you know, get on staff with the Broncos and then, you know, do a good job with them throughout my 5 years there, and then, you know, get a chance to get this job.
You were with the Denver Broncos when the Broncos had some success and got to the Super Bowl and won it as well. Dustin, what was your official title there with the Denver Broncos? Not quite the same role that you have right now with the 49ers, correct?
Yeah, so I mean, I started out there and basically I was an assistant athletic trainer/physical therapist, and then you know, after I think about a year, year and a half, I was given the title director of rehabilitation, which basically was the same thing I was doing, but I was just kind of given credit for obviously designing more of the rehabilitation plans for the players. And it was a nice title to have, just to give you some credit for what I had done there. And I mean, my job duties didn't change at all. It was just more of a title type thing. And really what I was responsible for then was designing treatment programs for any injured player, doing preventative programs, covering practice, pre-practice, post-practice stuff. I mean, everything we do is for the players, and we take care of the coaches as well. But we're just doing the best we can as far as from a health and safety standpoint of taking care of them.
You know, when people think of, you know, the Super Bowl and, you know, all that goes into it, they think of the players watching film, the players practicing, the coaches watching more film, a lot of late nights, a lot of early mornings. From the NFL athletic trainer position that you have, what is the normal day? And it doesn't even have to necessarily revolve around just Super Bowl week, but what is the normal day in the NFL of a person in your line of work? What does that consist of?
You know, I'll get up at 4 a.m. almost every day. Maybe one day I will get up at like 5. But it's a 7-day-a-week job. It's a 6-7 month straight job. As soon as training camp starts to the end of the season. So I think I probably had 3 days where I didn't come into the facility over that 7 month time frame. You know, I get here at 5 a.m. most days. I'll stay here till, depending on what day it is, 4 to 7 at night. And then, you know, you work your weekends too. So, you know, game day is not just watching the game. It's actually doing your job. So, you know, most of the time on game day, you're watching the game, but you're looking for different aspects. Obviously you're looking for injuries. You're on the sideline communicating with players. So some of the times you don't really see the whole game. And so I think a lot of times, like, you know, athletic training and sports medicine in general is always one of those fields where, you know, you're going to put in a lot of hours, and that's your job, and you enjoy doing that and take care of the players. So, you know, we'll cover the same thing. We'll cover practices. We'll treat the players. We'll treat the players in the morning. We'll treat them before practice, after practice. We'll cover practices. If any injuries happen, we'll do hydration stuff. And then we do a lot of education and preventative stuff, too, along the way, communicating with different, you know, other departments along the way as well. So, It's a long hour job. I don't know, it's probably 80, 90 hours a week, something like that. And you just do that until the season's over. So it's a long haul, but it's something that I love doing.
I'm talking with Dustin Little, the head athletic trainer for the San Francisco 49ers, an alum of the University of South Dakota, a native of Castlewood. Dustin, working with professional athletes, is it a challenge to work with athletes that are at this caliber?
Yeah, I mean, I think the great thing about professional sports is that it is a challenge, and I think that's what you know, always attracted me to professional sports, is the fact that it is a great challenge, because you're talking about high-level athletes who, you know, you can give them multiple things to do, but you really got to be on your own game as far as from an education standpoint, what the tools you have to offer them. From treatment and helping them out with, you know, different aspects of everything they do. So the biggest thing about working with professionals is they're capable of doing almost anything. And then it's on you to make sure that you have a skill set to be able to demand and get out of them everything they can give you. And obviously you're going to be under a lot of different things, as far as it's a lot different than working at a, you know, high school or college. You're on a professional, you know, stage here where, you know, guys are paid to play now. They're not, you know, it's not a college thing where you're on a scholarship. So there's obviously a business side of things involved. But at the end of the day, you just focus on doing what's best for the player. And you develop a relationship with them and a trust with them to do what's right for them. And I think that's the one thing you can never get away from, is you're always going to do what's best for the player at the end of the day. And these guys are great to work with, because they all want to get better. They all want to get back on the field. And then you're just there to help them and guide them along the way. And that's the fun about it.
I know you got a very demanding job, but do you ever get the opportunity to come back and spend some time visiting in South Dakota?
Yeah, you know, we usually do. We do one trip a year where, for sure, I'll get back during the summer. We have about a 4 or 5 week period between when the off season program gets over and training camp starts. We have some downtime where, at that point, the players are gone. You're just treating guys who are injured. So you'll kind of rotate around with other staff members about taking some time off. So I always get back home to Castlewood for about a week in July, and I used to, when I was in Denver, we were a little closer, so we tried to do another one at like sometime in February as well. But those are, I mean, obviously being out here on the West Coast now, it's a little harder to get back home, but I always try to get back for at least a week.
And you got a family, obviously, that you have out there too, wife and kids and things like that. Is it kind of fun to go home at night? And I'm sure your kids just kind of follow the sports team that you work for a little bit. Or I'm sure they're as big a 49ers fans right now as you'll ever find, correct?
Oh, yeah. No, the kids are getting, a little older now, so they definitely like coming down to the game. They like coming down to the facility. They always have a great time with that. So, obviously having this job, you get some perks as far as, my kids can come into the locker room, come into the training room. They can be around on game day and stuff like that. So it's one of those things, especially as they get older, it'll be a lot of fun for them to kind of be a ball boy along the way during training camp and even on the sidelines during the games maybe someday. But they enjoy it a lot. And it's great for them because, I spend a lot of time here, so it's nice to be able to have them, kind of enjoy some of those type of things with me where they can come down to my work and get a chance to interact with some of the players and talk to them. And they enjoy that. They know who Jimmy Garoppolo and George Kittle are, so they like to talk to them, and the guys are great with talking to kids, so it's always fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's nice when you can bring, when you work as many hours as you do to have those opportunities where you can sometimes have your kids at work with you so you can still spend time with them. One more question here, Dustin, then I'll let you go. I know you guys are busy, but what's the most rewarding part about being a head athletic trainer in the National Football League?
Well, I think the one thing, whether you're a head athletic trainer or you're an assistant, I think it's just getting a chance to work with a player and get him back to doing what he wants to do. Returning the guy back to the game he loves is always the best part of the job, is you get to work with these guys when they're injured and getting on their way. And to see a guy get back into a game and do well, or even just get back out there, I mean, you were part of a long process with those guys, and especially the guys who are injured for months, to be able to see a player get back out there and return to form and do what he loves to do. There's nothing better than that as far as an athletic trainer or physical therapist goes. And that's the one thing you always take great pride in is being able to work with those guys and see them get back to doing that.
All right. Well, Dustin, thanks so much for taking some time with us today. Best of luck to the organization, and hopefully everybody stays healthy here as we progress through and get through the Super Bowl.
Okay. Thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate it.